If you're not familiar with the Day of the Dead, it's easy to conflate the holiday with Halloween. It happens just 2 days later, and it sounds vaguely creepy. But really, the holiday is meant to celebrate lost loved ones. It originated in Mexico as El Día de los Muertos, but it's similar to All Souls Day, which is celebrated in other parts of the world.
And let's take a moment to think of our near ones and our dear ones who have passed away and say hooray for them.
That's Claire Dolan. She organized this all-day event at the Museum of Everyday Life in Glover. The celebration started with a boat race, followed by a 5K and performances. Participants were also encouraged to create miniature altars to honor the dead. She says the holiday is about celebrating rather than mourning those who have passed away.
It's about being able to feel the presence of those departed people and to give them love and to appreciate them and to share that with the oncoming, the next generations, the kids in your family, and to just celebrate the fact that death is a part of life.
Dolan is the founder and director of the museum. It's a small, donation-based museum that features curiosities that you find in ordinary places. Right now, they've got an exhibit on toothbrushes, for instance.
The Museum of Everyday Life is a museum experiment based here in Glover that's dedicated to the celebration and exploration of ordinary objects that we use every day. So objects that are of very little monetary value, but immense consequence to our daily lives.
Dolan says she thinks the museum is a logical place for the celebration. She says often people are reluctant to talk about death, but she hopes celebrating this holiday will get it out into the open. She says, after all, death is a part of everyday life. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.